Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
D-G-H.
That's our motto.
Don't get happy.
But I am.
No.
I'm
happy. I don't have to explain why I'm happy. I just can say that I'm happy. I can say that I am happy.
You're like
Pharrell,
huh?
I am happy today. I am happy. Hey, happy.
Springsteen, it's not at your Carlos Gym?
See, it's funny. You say, no. Way to tap into my worst fear at the beginning of the show.
You mentioned it on the program.
Exactly. Remember, we actually had her set up with Bob Seger.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because Springsteen doesn't live in Florida. That's it. So.
How you doing, Carla? How's everything going? You like this gym? You like this?
Oh, Bruce. He's doing tongue ellipticals.
I can't help myself.
It's really
no, just
gross.
A little happy to have what I believed would be about, a 40-minute project turn into something that was less than 10 minutes and then have it be okay. Just okay. By the way, I'm not happy because I'm going to talk about it later, and I'm going to talk about how I don't like certain companies. And you notice I'm not even referencing what I'm talking about right now.
Yes.
I'm talking about the fact that it's technical.
You
but
speak
I will get
in
to
riddles,
that in the
Mike.
Body of the show. I do speak in riddles. I do speak in riddles, but I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about what Rob Spiewak said to me not 1 minute ago before we even signed on this fine program. And by the way, hi, everyone. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Woo!
How are you? I'm Mike. This is Oscar. This is Rob. We're joined by Ponyboy Matt Bloom, Rofo Rob Ford, the Mad Breast Enhancer. And do we have any other interns on campus?
Diego,
my guy, Diego. Diego, who is the author of the new Political Persuasions artwork for our brand new show that's debuting this week on the More Network.
He's got his Bernie Feel the Burn sticker on his T-shirt right now.
And I can't tell if that's because he's political or if he's covering a hole.
True.
Yeah.
Good call. I may be probably, I know I donated money to Bernie, but there may be a major announcement this week.
Oh, a major announcement.
But you see, you're not in a Super Tuesday state, though. So you can't vote
I'm not
today.
In a Super Tuesday. Are you voting today?
I will vote today? First thing as soon as I leave the studio today.
This man is
Super
lying.
Super Tuesday.
This man is lying.
I have my voter registration card, and it's off to Balls Bluff Elementary.
Really?
For Super Tuesday.
Good for you.
Yeah, I love it. I love the political process.
The elementary school named after what Rob did for all of his entire life. Balls Bluff.
Now, you see, that's funny. Cute, too. You come in and you make your jokes
Isn't
and everyone loves them.
The third time you're going to an elementary school in like 2 weeks?
Well, this one is dictated by the federal government, Oscar. Oh. It's
just wanted to confirm.
And I thought,
getting an ice cream cone, I'd start to worry a little bit.
No, you're the one that eats ice cream at the elementary school, Mike, as you recall.
That's true. Johnny Pedophilia.
And Friday will be the fourth visit. That's when I have to register and get my sign. But today is for the election.
Got it.
I'll go there.
Well, it's good to be with you. It is good to be here. I'm going to maintain the prime directive, but I just want to say I feel strangely good today.
New lease on life.
Really, it's been a bit of a journey, hasn't it?
It's been
a bit of a hike. Now, what Rob said to me 1 minute ago, now it's been more like 3 minutes and 37 seconds.
We are
but I will
up.
Tell
I
you
love
this.
That.
Let me say, Rob, what did your dad said is his favorite? Well, let me start that again.
Okay, thank you.
What did your dad say? I'm not Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
What did your dad said? What did your father say is the most favorite part of his show?
Well, right now, it's actually today he won't get it, but when he has the opportunity to watch us on the live video stream, his new favorite thing is watching Oscar power eat a bagel during the show open.
Nice. he says, we're talking about less than 60 seconds.
And here's
He loves
just the eating of the bagel, but his OCD method of wiping his beard after every bite. He said it's almost transfixing. It's hypnotizing. To watch Oscar eat a bagel.
Oh, because you don't want to be that dirty dude doing the show and eating.
Exactly.
I want to ask this question, okay? Yes. Because, it's no secret that on this particular show, one of the many things, and I mean many things, that Oscar does that drive me nuts, you know, to be honest with you. You all drive me nuts, but the fact is Oscar does his certain things that drive. One of the things that drives me more nuts, and he knows this, and there's nothing I'm going to do that's going to be able to change it. I try to deal with it, but it still gets to me once every 2 months or so, but yeah, not as much as it used to, is Oscar showing up like a minute before the show. Today, he rolled in like, today's a miracle. Today,
early.
He was here. Like it's like 10 hours early.
Worked
today
out this morning.
Yeah.
It did. So I
keeping
was always curious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And now to ask you when you're early, this is the right time to ask you this. What is your routine in the morning, in the a.m.?
Well, I try.
No, I was thinking more of the American Psycho music.
I get
afterwards, I put on a moisturizer because alcohol dries your face out and makes you look older.
I wake up around, lately, I've been waking up around 6 a.m.
Nice.
Shannon gets ready to go. She teaches in the morning.
Yeah, you help her put the ring on. It's so heavy. She needs some help.
Help me with the jewelry.
Don Rickles, 1960.
I turn on Bloomberg Go. And I start seeing how the markets are doing, how they're gearing up for the day.
Is that like Go Diego Go?
Yes.
Go Bloomberg Go. It's like a financial.
Bloomberg Go.
It's a financial show for kids.
Mm-hmm. And network then, founded by next president of the United States, Michael Bloomberg.
He'll announce in the next day or so, right? That's his deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. Sure. Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
If it's a day that I usually work out, if it's Tuesday or Thursday, then I'll leave for the gym. Mm-hmm. I'll go work out, and then I'll come to the studio. But as of late, I've had so much homework that I try to get my homework done in the mornings.
I see.
And then I jump in the car about 5 minutes before the show, and I roll on over and get a coffee.
Right on.
And then I come up.
Are you ever ahead of schedule and you start finding yourself getting ready to walk out your door and you look at the clock and go, oh, no, if I do that, I'll get there at like 9:45, and
there
then
are times,
you find something else to do. I guarantee
there
that.
Are times
sits down,
where
plays a little compulsive.
Or I look at the clock and I'm like, well, I don't want to get there. He's going to be in a bad mood. I'm going to get there right before the show, so I'll stop and I'll take out the trash or do something that I need to do for the home.
You're blank. So I would be the primary reason you. Don't
oh
like
no
to get
no
in
did
there
that
early.
Did I say that?
Well, you kind of
yes,
did.
You did.
Well,
yeah,
I could be
did,
talking
yeah,
about Rob.
Yeah, because you know me, I live in a bad mood.
See, Rob's never in a bad mood. Now,
there's
I
lots of tension before the show, and sometimes I try to, you know, avoid it.
Well, you know what? I would say that, you know, that's true. But
I will also say this. It can flip on a dime. Because yesterday started horribly, and then by the time the interns
horribly.
Were here, you were great. You were sunshine and
you
lollipops.
You put on your best face for the interns.
Yeah, so I mean,
only two F-bombs.
It's, no,
you know, to be honest with you, I don't put my best face on for the interns because I never know what interns are on campus. All I can see now is the back of an intern's head when the show starts. Today it's Rofo. It could be Rachel, Maddie, Lou, no. Diego.
When the new crop's in
interns,
town, we try to give you a heads up. We're doing a better job of
you
that.
Guys get more uptight about that than I do. I don't give a rat's ass if they hear me drop a sundry F-bomb if there's something going on. They should understand that that's how it works in the big leagues.
That's
doing
it.
A podcast.
That's right.
That's how it works in the big
when
leagues,
when you're doing
everybody.
A podcast from your guest room, that's the yes. way it is. It's showbiz, baby. Yeah.
Showbiz.
It is showbiz.
Is this ever a guest room? I'll talk about that. This is a guest room today, boy.
Yeah, boy.
It sure
yeah.
is. So what is, so besides that, that's your father's favorite part
but,
of the,
I mean,
the
he
show
missed,
with old
you know,
Oscar Santana?
He loves the podcast. He never misses an episode. He listens
God
most
bless him.
A
way
good
to
man.
Go, HBS. And we love you. And thanks for the great pictures. More. You know, I'm sorry. Remember the one you... Let me do this a message. I'm speaking
course,
to your father.
Of course, yes.
Now.
Yeah, microcasting.
Bob, Mike O'Mara, how are you?
Narrowcasting,
Bob, good to,
I should say.
Miss you. Haven't seen you in a while. Really would love to break bread with you at Jimmy's when I come through town next time. And, you know, Bob, I just wanted to say this to
Bob.
You.
Bob. Hey, Bob.
the kind of picture, the last picture you really got in trouble for... I loved it.
Which one was
Please,
that?
Please, more like that. Huh?
I'm an aficionado.
I don't, we don't, if I say it,
oh,
it'll ruin
gonna,
it.
Okay, I apologize.
All right.
Let me just say it involved, I believe, either a piece of fruit or an ice cube. It was something where moisture was cascading. Do you remember the one I was talking about?
I think
about?
I remember.
I think so, yeah.
There was moisture.
Yeah, yeah. There was moisture. And man, that was a photo.
But
that
you
was
see,
a
that's
photo
not the
that
one,
I had in trouble.
That's not the one that really drives Facebook Nation crazy. The one that really makes them go nuts is, Pony, I know you smoke Winston's. Have you ever had a Camel?
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's plenty. What really makes Facebook go
yeah,
crazy.
See that, but I don't need that. I don't like I that. I mean, I but what I it's the quality of woman with the erotic nature of the photograph.
What we're looking
that
for
is
here.
How I that's how I measure it. That's
I would
how
love
I measure
to speak
it.
To Bob Spiewak. Hello, Bob. What we're looking for here is a certain quality of woman.
Let me. Let me look at the one he
She's
put up.
She's got to bring her own ice cubes.
All right, today.
Whether it's fruit, ice, or perhaps a quart of milk. What we're looking for is a quality of woman that we can bring to Facebook every day, weekdays.
All right, are you done? Are you finished?
I am so good.
All right, let me say this. Rob, go to the one today. Go to the one today.
Okie doke, I will.
Go to the one today.
You betcha.
The one today is.
In front of
That's
a pool.
That's classy, a little more modern. I like it.
What the blonde with the with the one piece
in front of the pool?
I mean, at least it's not black and white.
Yeah, at least
it's not black and white.
Mamie, not Mamie Van Doren.
By the way, and the one yesterday with Ann Margaret, I think that pleases a lot of people.
I love
Ann Margaret on a motorcycle. See,
pre-accident.
You and your retro. You know, you could influence him. He's your father.
No, I don't know that I could influence. I think he's sort of set in stone. I think he likes what he
He's
likes.
He's his own artist.
Yeah, he is. And he likes a certain quality of woman.
Then there was the one from Feb 28, and I will tell you that that one, in my opinion, kind of approaches the zone that I kind of approve of. The one with the girl with the cowboy boots.
Oh, and, naughty, naughty. Yeah. Is she going for a hike?
Yeah, she's about. She looks like she's about to hop over a fence.
Yes,
I know this. She's not going to get any hitchhikers on her jeans because she's not wearing any cloth.
She's a snake charmer.
Yeah.
Then there's you know the one where it's the lady lying on the white bed with the little tattoo on her elbow and on her under
like tattoos,
her arm.
Do you?
And she's got just a towel over her, and it's a very erotic and exotic photograph.
Okay.
So she's been on quite a roll. I will tell you, the last one with the lady in front of the pool with the bad boob job, that to me is not that's not my cup of tea.
That's not your quality of woman.
No.
But
you probably
fun? Why don't you rate every day comment with simply a number grade, 10 being perfect. And one being not so perfect.
I think,
and
unfortunately,
just, you don't have to
hold on, yeah, hold on, wait a minute, now stop, hold on. I think I would probably prefer to do a letter grade.
Okay, would you invoke pluses and minuses?
Yes.
And A would be the best.
I think well, A would plus be the best. Would be the best.
Yeah, that's what
A
I'm
plus
saying.
Would be the best. Mm-hmm. Today, I would say B minus.
I don't know. I look at her and I think F, F, F.
Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely.
All right.
She's going to have a reduction later because her back's going to hurt.
Ooh, my back.
Well,
I have a certain quality of woman in mind, and she needs a breast reduction.
Just, you know, that kind of, it's like Jerry Hall meets Anna Nicole Smith meets Debbie Harry meets, you know, every one of that picture screams at me, like my body.
Oh, and you know what? If you do a letter grade, I'm not saying that anyone else has the right to do a letter grade.
I'm putting my first. I'm
do
putting
you remember
my first...
when Mr. Mike O'Mara in the pre-show meeting said, "Hey, Oscar, like a little, don't bring your misogyny to the table."
Yeah, I remember that.
And now, you're grading women like pieces of meat. How dare you?
Now, let's look up the Rofo. Please to look up the dictionary definition of misogyny. Okay. If you can spell it, it would be I-M-I-S-O-G-Y. N-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? Am I right about that, Rob?
M-Y-S-O-G.
M-Y.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. M-Y.
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 What do you got?
S-O-G-Y-N-Y.
Yes,
correct?
So misogyny is the dislike of, contempt for.
Want to start again? Want to start?
You know,
because
rewind.
Really, when you start with a it's a little difficult to get that.
Hey,
let's take
a deep
breath.
$5 that says take two isn't going to be much better. Let's see what happens.
I'm a little ramped up.
By the way, I put my first letter grade up.
Oh, okay.
It's the dislike of, contempt for, or ingrained prejudice against women.
I see.
And there is nothing in what I'm saying
is
the dislike for or the contempt. I will, you know what?
He might be chauvinistic.
Chauvinistic.
Rob Spiewak, challenge to you. Rob Spiewak, challenge to you. You need the Oscar Santana misogyny sound effect. You have to come up overnight with something. Now, listen. This is the way Rob's mind works. Rob right now is going, what can I do right now so I don't have a homework assignment? No. I want you to take your time, and I want you to figure it out at night and then bring it to me tomorrow. The Oscar Santana misogyny.
I am so like, pleased that not alarm. Only that we have a new element for the show, but you're able to just work in a little insult to me at the same time. Hey, that's multitasking.
Do you have an
Were
oven
you not
ding?
Thinking, is there something I could use right now? Were you not? That's the way your brain works. Were you saying no?
What I was thinking was how to make it be the best sound effect possible. When I'm assigned something, I'm trying to think exactly in the moment.
I've got an idea. Okay. I've got an idea. An oven ding.
Like when the buzzer goes off?
Yeah.
Like a classic oven ding.
A classic oven ding.
Actually, not even so much an oven, but like a stovetop timer.
Yeah, or the sound of a vacuum moving.
For example, I could have one that would be, you know, when Oscar makes a misogynistic comment, I could go...
Because he's a pig.
That would work too.
Yeah, but
it needs to be isolated, and also we need the pig sound to represent actual pigs.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad we got that all figured out at the beginning of the show. I guess we can start now, can't we, Rob? Yes, sir.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do, or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again.
You chickened out, Auntie. I told you I wanted all the power you got.
If full throttle this plane, it'd be standing on its nose.
You might fly these things, but I take them apart and put them back together again. If you had any guts, we'd be on the runway by now.
You felt it vibrating? Another 10 seconds, we'd have had structural damage.
Who do you think you're talking to? Some kid that fixes bicycles? I know every inch of the 707. Take the wings off this and you could use it as a tank. This plane is built to withstand anything, except a bad pilot.
All right, hold it, hold it. This kind of talk will get us nowhere.
I tell your mechanic that I've got over 3 million miles in the air.
And 2.5 feet in the ground.
Now, let's stop wasting time.
Hey, Lord, whatever I've done, don't strike me blind for another couple of minutes. My Lucille. Your Lucille, boy, where'd you get that? That's Lucille, you mullethead. Anything so innocent and built like that just got to be named Lucille.
She doesn't know what she's doing.
Oh, boy, she knows exactly what she's doing. She's driving us crazy and loving every minute of it. Now shut your mouth about my Lucille.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Rest in peace, George Kennedy. That was from Airport, the original, as Joe Petroni, and from Cool Hand Luke. Those just two phenomenal performances. Really, his definitive. You got both his greatest performances right there.
You know,
Rob,
he won an Oscar.
Fantastic.
He won an Oscar for Cool Hand Luke. He was an Oscar winner.
Oh my God, he was amazing in Cool Hand Luke.
Dead at 92.
You know what?
George Kennedy.
You know, I might grab these friends of my daughter and get them all and watch Cool Hand Luke tonight, because that if they
great
haven't
film.
Seen that, that's a movie. That's a
I've
movie
never
everybody
seen it.
Should watch.
Really,
no. Oscar, it is a movie that is old, but it holds up, and it is a prison movie, and it is absolutely, I think, the best Paul Newman movie ever made, and George Kennedy is featured prominently in that, and that'd be a nice tribute to him tonight.
One thing is, you know what, Cool Hand Luke, never has a movie been made that looked so hot. You know, when they are, oh my God, it looks miserable.
Absolutely. We are coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are on the air and online worldwide. We are a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you are here, you do too. Our show today is brought to you by Betterment. Hey, everybody. Everybody, you got to pay attention because if you don't, you're going to be left behind. We all ask this question, how should I manage my money? Whether you're a multi-million-dollar investor or just starting out, the answer is Betterment. Betterment. Betterment has created a smarter technology to automate investing and help you make better financial decisions. You can invest for your personal goals. You can stay on track for retirement. Betterment is the easier way to invest, and you can do it at a fraction of the cost of traditional investment services. Plus, Betterment will offer you advice. You tell them what your financial goals are, and Betterment will give you actionable steps so you can get there, even taking into account your non-Betterment assets. It's streamlined investing. It's automated. It's less expensive. Time to take control of your financial future and do it with Betterment, the largest automated investment service managing billions of dollars for people just like you. You can get up to 6 months of automated investing free and more information when you go to Betterment.com/TMOS. Again, that's Betterment.com/TMOS. Betterment, BETTERMENT.com/TMOS is investment made better. Investing made better. I wanted to get that right because it's the truth. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. What a day yesterday with Oscar's engagement. It was a special day here. It was wonderful. And, you know, now I can settle in and get back to the mundane existence that I lead down here in Florida with a house that is, well, my house was featured in a movie that was nominated for an Oscar. If you want to see the size of the house I live in, I recommend downloading the movie Room. That would be that would really be the best way to do it. No, you know,
we've been to your house.
I can handle the mom-in-law, and when we had a couple come down with their son, they all were comfortable. Three co-eds in one room is very, very difficult.
Yes.
So three co-eds in one room is very, very frustrating.
And also, when Oscar says, you know, we've been there, we came in on a morning and we left in the evening. We weren't there as overnight guests.
Oh, I've stayed there overnight.
You have stayed there, but you're but one.
My point is this, is that when it's Mike's family, it's perfect for Mike's family. But when there are guests, you feel like it might get a little... Might get a little cramped.
And during the day, of course, he opens the lanai, and that doubles his floor space.
But I should point out the fact that these kids are doing an amazing job. These kids, I tell them, you got to be out of here at 8:30 in the morning. These are college kids. Do you remember what 8:30 in the morning was for college kids?
Yeah, like
8:30 in the morning was comatose. You don't want
hung over.
Absolutely. They're at the beach already. They're down at the beach right now as we speak. They were up and out, and they did their shower thing, and I did my show prep, and I didn't see them, and I said hello. I said maybe two words to all three of them, and they were gone.
Off.
And so I'm going to thank them, but it is, you know, for everybody that comes through my door during this time of year, it is, as in the great words of Sonny Jurgensen, it is Chateau Relaxo. It is Chateau Relaxo.
And a bit of a backstory, just so people
I'm
gonna
we don't steal
need to,
that.
We
that
don't need to
great.
Call out any names, but Sonny had offspring, and there was a point when Sonny behind
Gunner
the scenes,
was his son.
Well,
Gunner,
we can use names, I guess. And
sure.
Behind the scenes, Sonny was disappointed that Gunner was not motivated to perhaps strike out on his own. And when asked about Gunner, Sonny said, "He's around the house, you know, Chateau Relaxo."
Chateau Relaxo.
I'm totally gonna steal that. That is so great.
When people come here, and I have been dealing with this now since Jerky.
Yeah.
So that's 1, 2, 3. Wait. So Jerky, then our friends from Maine.
Yep.
Then the mother-in-law, and now Elizabeth. So I have dealt with 4 of the people that are coming. I've dealt with 4 separate vacations.
Yeah.
And when people arrive, it is it's not that I begrudge them, but it's not. I'm doing my regular thing. That's what I do. And so, you know, as much as I look forward to getting done with the 2 shows I will be recording today, not to be confused with the 2 shows we will be recording tomorrow, today I will be loading up the car and taking them out for, you know, the nickel tour and going to something like the Shell Factory. And, you know, to be perfectly honest with you, I would rather be going to my chiropractor's appointment, which is my regular routine. You know,
what is the Shell Factory?
The Shell Factory is, let's see, what's the best way to describe the Shell Factory?
Is it like a Laffy Taffy place,
or
but
actually,
for shells?
I was going to say, isn't that the ocean?
The ocean.
The ocean is the Shell Factory.
At its core, I guess you would say it offers shells of every description, because this part of Southwest Florida has many different shells. You can go out into Captiva and Sanibel Island, and you can go shelling. There's actually a verb for that. You know, you can go shelling. You know,
that sounds
fantastic.
When
you find, maybe you go looking for silver dollars as a kid. You go out on the beach.
Well,
right?
No, not silver dollars, sand dollars.
Sand dollars.
Silver dollars.
Adam Sternberg. Silver dollars, you'd have every octogenarian out there with a metal detector, and it would be problematic.
Sand dollars.
I think if you had that.
man was mistaken.
So with that, I think it started.
I remember the first time I was with another family because my parents wouldn't take me to the beach. They said, you can go find sand dollars. And I remember looking for silver dollars as a kid. And I said, there aren't any silver dollars out here.
Mike goes silver dollaring at that casino.
I do.
He's just looking on the carpet and seeing what an a-hole.
And not 30 years later, I'm making the same mistake.
Well, you know what? It's always a
How would I describe the Shell Factory? It's less expensive. The main reason we go, it's less expensive than the Rich People Zoo. The Rich People Zoo is down south. The Shell Factory is up north.
Let me ask a question. Remember when we were driving to the airport?
By the way,
whenever
you want to interject something on the show, I'd like you to do it that way.
Well,
I'd like you to raise your hands above your head and go, ooh.
No, do you remember the place we went in Maine and it was like, was it the Nut House or the Nut
House? Harry's Nut House.
Yeah, and your daughters love to go there because it's so full of like cheesy souvenirs for tourists. Is it like that?
It has elements much larger scale.
Okay.
Much larger scale. And it also includes a little mini zoo type thing with like reptiles and every joint that you know, everything down here has alligators in captivity.
Hey, man.
That's what they all
Welcome
have.
To then, the zoo.
Buy a bag of bread for $10.
It's got rides. It's got cotton candy. It's got a huge gift shop, of course, where
Naturally.
They have shells and like books about sharks and that kind
of
crap.
They sell a lot of toothpaste and floss. And
it's just, you know, they've got lots of T-shirts. They've got and then they've got the animal place inside that they've got that. And so
the pen.
That's what I'll be doing today at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Do you get nervous that you're wonderful? And by the way, let me tell you, both your daughters, and you know, they're just awesome. They're like so polite. They're young adults.
Very sweet. You
they've
know, I've
always
raised
been
sweet
mature
kids. That's
yes,
it. I haven't raised them, but I. Partially raised them, and they're sweet. They're
but
very sweet.
The vultures that are on that beach, because we've been there during spring break.
Yeah.
I mean, did you give her a pep talk at least?
No, because Elizabeth's a veteran. She knows the deal is. And Elizabeth and Catherine came down here. I'd say the real test drive for that was back at Christmas time when they went down there, and they spent a long time. And, the older sibling is not with her. You know, the older sibling, you know, it's like, Dad, we're going to the beach. You know, they come rolling in at like 7 o'clock in the evening. It's like, hi, Dad. And okay, we've had a good time, haven't we? Yes, we have. Elizabeth is very sweet, and they're just good kids.
All
and
right.
So
you can
trust
them.
And yeah, I mean, I have hard and fast rules. They know what the rules are.
What are
they? It's a different deal. The rules are you're driving, Elizabeth, and you're not having a drink. And the comment to me, this is funny, Dad. None of us have fake IDs.
Aww.
That was it. That's what. That was fine with me.
That's
I was
sweet.
Aren't they sweet kids? They really are. So that's it. Chateau Relaxo
Don't worry,
is still
Dad.
Open.
No outstanding warrants.
And then after they leave, it'll be Chateau Relaxo for me.
Yay!
For at least as much as I can. And Carlos says I never can. So anyway, we'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. I want to tell you about the Political Persuasion Show when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you very much.
Hi, Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it 1 week at a time with the Mike O'Mara Show. For 8 hours a week, I sit in the corner of a 2x4 shoebox, playing with the Ustream video and listening to fart jokes. It becomes routine. But even though I thought I had it all figured out, I still find myself questioning multiple dynamics of the show. Why do they do the mailbag on Thursdays? Where does Rofo get his confidence from? Does Mac have any other clothes besides his orange sweatshirt? And why do they call him Pony? And finally, will we ever make it through a show without technical problems again? My investigation is only beginning. I come in every Monday and Thursday to try to find some insight. But, and this is key, I know I'm not the only one with questions. Hit up MikeOMaraShow.com so you can put together the puzzle with me.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, if you're anything like me, you know exactly what you like and how you like it. except if you're in the wine aisle. I mean, I've been to wine stores where I really just don't have a clue. And you know, everybody wants to get a bottle that they're going to enjoy. And you know it when you open it up and you taste it. But it's really hard to negotiate. You know, I can't tell a tannin from a terroir. Or a terroir.
Terroir. That's the ground that they grow.
Do you know what a terroir is?
I believe that's the environment in which the vineyard is located.
No, thank you, sommelier. Okay, well, you were better in school than I was. Hey, you're probably in the same boat as I am. I love Club W, though. With Club W, the guessing game is over. Because really, in all my years on this planet, what it really comes down to is getting a bottle of wine that I truly enjoy, that I enjoy with my family, and I've never missed with Club W. They're the world's only personalized wine club. They're a club that sends wines you're going to love right to your door. They do it because they've got a 6-question palate profile that actually allows them to select the great wines for you. They make sure every bottle you receive is perfectly tailored to your taste. This is, I don't know why somebody hasn't done this before. Club W is leading the grape-to-glass wine revolution, and by working directly with the vineyards, they also cut out the middleman and save you money. So, just add it up. You've got the great tasting wine that you want because it's tailored to what you want, and you get it at a better price because they cut out the middleman. It's fantastic. Right now, Club W offering our listeners 50% off their first order when they go to clubw.com/TMOS. Wine should be fun, not pretentious. Start learning as you drink at clubw.com/TMOS. You'll even get 50% off your first order. That's clubw.com/TMOS. And cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Cheers.
All right, you know what the bottom line is, and I'll talk about it right now. You know what? Cable companies suck ass.
Whoa.
All of them.
There you go.
Purely all of them. All of them. They all suck
you
ass.
Tell them.
They all suck ass. They all talk and they tell you what's great about them, and they all they do, just like everything that sucks in America, all they do is spend their money on their advertising to jam it down your throat to let you know what the deal is, when really the bottom line is they all suck. Mm-hmm. And if you go to South Korea, you would be absolutely stunned at the speed at which everything works over there. You know why it doesn't work over here? Because you got three of them. You have three companies that run the whole goddamn thing. They don't give a rat's ass because they have a control over everything. It's the way we do it. It's why our stores now, why we have two stores where you get everything. It's why everything is massive. It's why nobody has individual entrepreneurship anymore. It's because everything is controlled by like 11 people. And the cable companies are the classic example of that. They're too goddamn big. And when you're that big, you don't give a rat's ass about the individuals. There.
You're right. You're right. It's why they busted up monopolies in the late 1800s.
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's insanity is what it is. We're such rubes.
Have you ever thought of moving to Kansas City or Austin? And I'll tell you why in a second.
Oh,
if you had to choose, gun to your head.
Hold it. Kansas City, Kansas?
Yes.
Or Kansas City, Missouri?
Kansas City, Kansas.
Oh, okay. Then, yes, he has considered it.
Or Austin,
yeah, I'll get
Texas.
Right on that, Oscar.
Well, because we were doing a little experiment here on the show. We're trying to figure out if fiber is anywhere in your area, in Fort Myers. And we're talking about fiber optics, right?
Oh, okay. Because, Mike, you know, fiber is good in your neighborhood.
Fiber's in my little teenage colon right now.
Your lovely feathered colon. Boy.
Right.
By the way, there's a new Fiber One commercial where they show a man that's pregnant. And then he goes to the restroom, and he's not pregnant anymore. It is the best commercial ever.
I've
it creeps
seen
you out.
He's
but
given birth to a beautiful fecal baby.
Speaking of fiber, you're going to talk about cities where they have implemented this.
Google
the big,
fiber.
The Google fiber.
What do you know about Google fiber?
But the fact that fiber optics is the future. But why do you think it's so slow getting that kind of technology? Because there's no motivation to do that.
Well, no, no.
Why spend the money? Why spend the money?
It's demand for your area. Your area is a 50-plus area.
No, that's complete. if you came down here, you would hear the bitching like you would not believe.
I was on WebMD, and it was moving at a snail's pace.
You know,
AOL, not going
to
lay this
right
at the feet of the elderly. You are not going to. I am not going to allow that to happen. I will not allow that to happen. What it is there's no motivation. There's no urgency. There's no competition.
Well, no, so, it's the tech corridor that doesn't exist in your area. If there were, they would lay the fiber.
Crap. So, in other words, by your argument,
yes,
then, you do not lay any of the blame for the fact that we have massive conglomerates and people that buy out smaller companies and then end up controlling everything. So there's no urgency. You simply say, well, if I had a headquarters for Google in my backyard, then everything. What would you say to? Wouldn't you consider a company that relies on computers and tech to be Hertz?
Hold on, let me answer my question. Yes,
okay,
yes.
Where do you think Hertz just completed construction of their world headquarters?
In Florida.
I could walk to it.
Herzegovina?
I could walk to it. Okay. It is literally 5 minutes away from here.
Yes.
So the question, no, there's still not that fiber optic. This is, the vast majority of the United States does not have that technology.
No, I agree with you. I'm saying as far as cities that are going to get it before anybody else, you can't. It's going to be too expensive to get it in D.C., right? Simply because of the infrastructure.
Yeah, and they got copper.
That's company line. It's not too expensive. It's not. It's expensive. It cuts into the profits of the big companies. It's not too expensive. Just like any infrastructure. Just like it wasn't too expensive to fix the water in Flint. This is the crap we drink from these companies and from the government who say, oh, we can't do it, it's too expensive. The problem is we just sit there and we go off the cliff and everybody's like, la, la, la. I just think that when you get these massive companies that control everything, there's just no motivation.
But the water in Flint was pure negligence. That's what that was.
Do you think maybe Mike's problem, it's not the fact that it's Hertz or there's old people there. Is it because of the massively variance in population?
Maybe.
The massive variance.
I don't know enough about.
Because
I don't know
enough
about
cable. That goes back to the demand.
By the way, it's the simplest
part of economics.
We should point out that every day when we upload a show, there is nobody listening to this show can tell this.
Right.
If you're listening to this show live and you're streaming, which is a small percentage, you know all the ins and outs of it. But the vast majority, the tens of thousands of people that listen to this show, don't notice it and they don't know what's going on. But when I'm dealing with these companies, it's just insane that they are. Do you know what there's a new company, I don't care about saying their name, CenturyLink, my backup company. I have two companies that come into this house now that take it. You know what their prime directive is? Every person I've talked to from the top all the way down, do you know what their number one? It's not customer service. It's not speed of internet service. It's not it is getting me to bundle my television with my internet. That is what they want. They want to separate you from your money. That's the key. The key is not to just have a great customer service situation. It's that way. And I've been dealing with this for 10 days with two different companies, and it's a push.
More than that.
About 2 weeks. It's a push. It's absolutely stunning to me how, and you hear people complain about it, and you see people complain about it, but you can't get anything done unless what if there were 11 companies doing the same thing?
Oh, then your prices would go down and your service would go up.
Yep. And you would have the cream rise to the top.
Exactly.
And those people, but it doesn't happen. So I thank you for letting me vent, but I had to vent on that because it's just the same. And I'm not going to get into the technical issues.
I would say
we have a solution now.
You shouldn't need two different cable providers to have a solution.
No, that's not true. Especially when I'm paying now the amount of money that is
an arm and a leg
to get this. I mean, truly, truly ridiculous. And it just, even with the infrastructure being at issue, I still would settle for a reasonable customer service experience.
Instead of I'll see you tomorrow
and not showing the
greatest thing, Rob and I talked about this years ago, the greatest thing that ever ruined customer service was the automation. The automation of a phone line where they want you, they will farm you off to as many deflections as possible to get you not to speak with a human being.
The first thing they want you to do is hang up. They want the call to never happen.
I had the same experience yesterday the opposite experience when Shannon was kind of upset about something for Amazon.
Yes.
And I said, call them. They've got the greatest customer service I've experienced in the last
year. It's not just because they're a client,
now,
I have to say.
And she said, they don't. And I said, call them. Call them right now. And I sat there with a big grin on my face.
Right.
She's engaged. She's got the big rock on her finger. And I said, I'm right again.
There you
I'm
are.
Right again as they fixed everything.
And let me ask you this. You read about more on Amazon than I do. Is it true that they basically don't turn a profit? because they offer the prices so low that their business model is just, it's this kind of self-perpetuating customer machine.
So it's like podcasting.
Right now, wow. They're focused on growing, and the shipping is frankly killing them.
Yeah.
So in the future, you'll see how they will either A, create their own shipping company, buy a shipping company.
Right.
But the majority of their money right now, as far as growth is coming from, it's coming from the cloud services that we use here on the show as well.
Right.
So
now the Amazon is, as I rail against the the homogenization, the mauling of America, Amazon is a classic example of somebody that's a behemoth, that's a massive company.
Yeah, but see, the thing is they could abuse it though. And they don't. Mm-hmm. Somehow and magically, I don't know how they do it, the prices are staying low.
This lady, boom, bam, fixed everything
right
away.
The service is the best. You know how many times I've called Amazon?
I would say my belief in the in the system is they haven't abused it yet, that they're just waiting.
I've had that thought, too, because as the brick and mortars, fall away, they have less reason to be as great as they are. But so many times I've called them, they'll say, okay, don't worry about it, we'll credit your account. I say,
how about keep what we sent you?
And we'll send you a replacement anyway. It just happens like that.
It's something that, can I really, and I rarely, boy, this is rare, and this is going to bite me in the ass because, twice on the show now, I will have been told to not get happy. But I'd like to share two messages that were put on my page within the last 24
Please.
Hours.
Okay.
And, first one comes from a gentleman named Joe Van Houten, who writes, big shout out to Matt. I had an issue with an old podcast, and he uploaded it for me. He is my hero. Aww. Give that man a raise.
Pony boy.
And then the next one comes from Alan Jenkins. Not only do you guys have a great show, but in Matt Bloom, you have the best technical customer support specialist of any podcast, maybe even any business. Mm. You guys are lucky to have him. Thank you for the entire package. Let me just say, I know we're small. I know we're not the big behemoth. But the fact is, when you contact Pony Boy with any technical issues, as we've said many, many times on the show, he gets back to you, and more often than not, he's going to fix your problem, and he's going to do it personally, and you know exactly who he is. And it doesn't have to be that way. Believe me, there are podcasts where you wouldn't speak to an individual like that, and you wouldn't do that, and we're very proud of that. And so we're going to continue to maintain
keep
our standards.
Keep working hard.
As far as,
Pony is great at customer service, great behind the scenes, and apparently great at making fake Facebook accounts and congratulating himself on Mike's page. His talents are multifold.
Well done, Pony. I bought it. I took it hook, line, and sinker. We'll take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about Erin Andrews in the middle of a $75 million lawsuit against the hotel where she was videotaped naked. And this is quite a big deal nationally. And I want to get your two cents on it. When we come back, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. How would you like a free upgrade for your smartphone, no strings attached?
Yes.
It's easy. Just download the TMOS app. I am stunned when I hear the statistics about this particular program and how many of you get it old school through the old computer, and how many of you actually participate listening to this show on the TMOS app. You got a great app. You can fall in love with your smartphone all over again. The TMOS app will let you listen to all the shows on the More Network. You can do it with ease. No RSS feeds or subscriptions to worry about. It's the easiest way to get the bonus show. Plus, you can use it to contact us, and it even links you directly to our Amazon portal. Just talking about how great Amazon is. How easy is that? Speaking of easy, downloading it as a snap, just go to the App Store and type in TMOS, then hit search. Whether you are iOS or Android, it's the easiest way to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. And stay tuned. 2016 has some big things in store for the TMOS app that you don't want to miss. So make sure you download the TMOS app today and improve your TMOS experience instantly. And if you have any issues, well, he's right there. He's Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
Yeah, try to catch him before the first martini.
Pony Boy.
So watching this, I remember being on the air when the whole thing with Erin Andrews broke, and that she was photographed, taped rather, in her hotel room through a keyhole. And I tell you, watching the coverage of this trial, and being somebody who was like everybody else that looked at the video, I'm like, oh, my God, look at that. You know, because she was one of the definitive TV beautiful women.
Body,
and so it was a real, see, that's why I danced around that word that I wasn't going to say. Hottie, but thanks for saying it.
Well, I said it. You can send letters to me. I happen to think she's quite attractive.
The fact is that I feel for this woman who, because it makes sense to me that this derailed her life based on all the buzz that it got online. And I feel for her. There are things I agree with that she's saying in this lawsuit, which is for a tremendous amount of money.
Civil,
against,
right?
Was it Marriott? Is that who she's suing? Is
the
it
owners the, of the hotel. Marriott is the chain. I need to confirm if it's privately owned, because some Marriott hotels are privately owned.
Right.
But it is a Marriott hotel.
Is she suing the stalker as well?
He's already been he went to prison.
He's got house arrest.
So he can't be sapped for any money.
Yeah, it's very, very sad to watch this, because I buy it. I buy what she's saying about the emotional distress that she went through. I don't necessarily buy the impact on her career, although you could make a case, how far would she have gone without this sidetracking? And one of the things that's stunning is
she's gone pretty far.
She's gone pretty far, but you know what, Oscar? You never know how far. You know, you
she'll
never
always
know.
Have an asterisk now.
Sideline reporter, or could she have been in a studio somewhere? No one can quantify whether she has gone far in her career. I just know that to be on the receiving end, have the world instantaneously see you in front of your mirror naked had to be quite a trauma. With that said, it gets back to is the hotel liable for this, or how is the hotel to prevent this guy who kind of went out of his way to saw the lock off or the peephole and do all this crap and then just lie in wait?
Are they alleging, if I recall correctly, and the video that I ever glanced at, and I remember because it was poor quality and I hate poor quality video, I walked away.
He demands the best.
Yes, he does.
1080 or I walk away.
He'll take 720, trust me.
I remember seeing that. I was like, well, that's the pervy of all pervies, when you go through a peephole basically, and it just was creepy. And the guy who gets off on this, or whoever does that, really
well,
has
the thing about that I got
problems.
From the guy, he testified also, and the thing I got from the guy is he claims he was doing this for financial gain, and it was just
wanted
bad
to sell
judgment.
It,
he was just an idiot.
Did the hotel tell the individual where she was staying?
He requested
the room next to her.
The room next to her. Yes. So in essence, they did.
In her testimony, she testified that everybody, quote, everybody thought she orchestrated the video as a publicity stunt. I remember that. I remember being one of the people that had that discussion, whether that was true or not. Probably for like 3 months, she says, everybody thought it was a publicity stunt. The front page of the New York Post said, ESPN scandal to Fox News and CBS. Everybody put up that I was doing it for publicity and attention, and that ripped me apart. How do you not empathize with that? Of course
it
did. How could it not?
I have the audio. It's not easy to listen to, but here she is on the stand yesterday, and she's obviously incredibly upset.
Can I answer?
So
I watched this, and it's interesting how, because I've been watching The People versus O.J. Simpson.
Yes.
It's interesting how they uglied her up for this, for her taking the stand. Like, she does not look like she looks on TV. They did everything they could, and it was probably hard work to actually show that she's just a regular girl.
Right on. Yeah.
That's Oscar Santana. I don't know whether I agree with that. I think she, she's probably not going to sit there and put the TV makeup on herself. I don't know. That could be. Who knows what lawyers
do?
You're alleging that they said, "Hey, make sure you don't, you don't put any makeup on." Well, or somebody. You think she might have been coached?
There are 10 women on that jury. You can't be too hot.
Never know. That's alleged. Maybe she did. Maybe she didn't. Who knows?
All right. This is Erin Andrews on the stand yesterday.
I feel so embarrassed. I'm so ashamed.
My naked body was on the front page of the New York Post. Like, they had put bars over my body parts. My girlfriend was calling me, telling me she was running around New York City throwing coffee on all the papers because she felt so bad. It upsets me. It's so embarrassing. It was my private time. I never thought this would happen. I never thought a hotel would let somebody next to me without telling me.
Yeah, she's upset, and it comes right down to the liability of the hotel and what the situation is with that. I feel terrible for her. I don't know, and I probably haven't come up with an answer yet for myself as to whether
it's $75 million worth of terrible.
Or not necessarily whether the hotel is liable at all.
I think they are.
Yeah. Okay. Why? Why? Why?
Because
do you think
I think there is an implied sense of privacy when you stay in a hotel, whether or not it is stated. The fact that someone would, and obviously she is known, and if they should have just an inkling of something's fishy here. But the thing is this guy, his name is Michael David Barrett. He said he could listen to when her shower was turned on, so he knew when to start taping.
Yeah.
And you know what? That violates the implied sense of privacy. And you know what? I loop privacy in with safety. This would be like giving her a room that has no lock on it and not telling her this room has no lock on it. They've put her next to a guy who, whether his intentions at the time.
So as scummy as the guy is, there should have been greater protection.
Yes, of course.
Don't you think this guy could have found her anyways?
Yes, but
yeah,
but
I do. I do think that's true.
But here's the thing: they let him have the proximity to be able to monitor what she's doing because he's so close. He could hear the shower. And you know what? If he hadn't gotten the room, if they had said, we're not comfortable revealing where Miss Andrews is staying, then he would have to, if he found the room, hang out in the hallway. That's a little different than listening next door.
You know what's surprising me, and this came out in her testimony, is that ESPN forced her to do an interview, which was stunning because she talks about the 3 months everybody thought it was a publicity stunt.
Yeah.
She says that before this guy Barrett was arrested, everybody apparently including her employer ESPN, who didn't stand fully behind her, forced her to relive the trauma in front of millions, according to her testimony, with a sit-down interview. They required her to do that. I thought that was pretty stunning. I mean, that's kind of like saying, you know, you've been through this, and we really don't know whether it's
100% lack of support.
We're paying attention to the people who think it's a scandal, and it's a, you know, I think that what ESPN is guilty of in this is not waiting to let the check. That's so broadcast. Is that not
absolutely
so broadcast? We got to get out ahead of this. We got to do this right now. You got to go in there right now without any thought to the humanity of it at all. You know, that's stunning to me. It really is.
And I guess it all depends on the way you look at it. I see that during that time, she was known to the entire country, maybe the whole world, right?
Sure.
And she currently is now. And she now is one of the main hosts of Dancing with the Stars, and she does sports as well.
Mm-hmm.
So was that going to happen anyways, or did that propel her career?
The thing you need to put forward is could you assume that it would have happened anyway, and what else without the asterisk, or what else without the mind games that
Oscar's
going
on the full other side, you know, where she's
saying that it did propel
her lawyer saying it you know, Oscar's saying it could have. No one really knows that,
and
you'll never know whether it propelled her career or whether it damaged her career. You don't know. I mean, nobody knows the answer to that. But what it comes down to, in my opinion, is what Rob was talking about, whether or not the hotel has liability. You know, if you go through something like that, you know, I let me tell you what I believe. I completely believe that she was traumatized by this because it's an irrefutable fact that she did not stage this. She didn't ask for this. She didn't say this was
a
slime ball who went to jail. So that is the fact. That's
she's a victim.
So with that said, of course she's a victim. So, you know, it just comes down to, again, whether or not you think that you check into a hotel. And is it worth $75 million? Probably not. Is it worth hotels paying attention to this type of thing so this kind of creep factor can't happen? I think so. And does it overall just suck for her?
Oh, yeah.
If it was my daughter, I would feel I want to kill somebody that did that. I mean, that was just a – and because we live in a country where the whole NIMBY, not in my backyard, if it doesn't affect me, I'm going to celebrate it and I'm going to feel joy, because suddenly when something like this happens, and Aaron Andrews is a classic example of that, when it's not me or I don't have anybody close to it, it's a celebrity, then they're not a human being in our eyes. And we can all look at the video and we can laugh about it and we can, you know, say, oh, she was doing this to further her career, when the wrong guy was, you know, the wrong person was being pointed fingers at that particular
time. You made an amazing point there, whether or not you even meant to do it. The person's not a human being. You know, that is really the outlook the hotel takes when they say, sure, you can be next to her. That's it. Because what? She's not a human being. She doesn't deserve this consideration. Yeah. You know, or just reveal to her. They say, there's a God. Mm-hmm. They should have said, not only should they not have given him the room, they should have said, hey, there's a guy who specifically requests. How do you not, as even
that's
the most.
That's the real liability right there, in my opinion. That's where they said
that's
knew.
That's why you have
insurance. What room is she in?
And how is it as even like the new, if it was your first day at
such
a hotel.
Oscar is such an attorney. That's why you have insurance.
Yeah.
Oscar's in the corporate boardroom thinking about, what is your debt? What if it was your wife? What if we, or you had a daughter?
Look,
what would you say?
If she was a manatee, Mike, I would say that sucks because nobody wants to be exposed as a manatee, right? But if you're a 10 and you look like a Barbie doll and you work hard to make sure you look great on TV, then it's in my eyes, it's a little less painful because if somebody
didn't sound like it was.
If
less
someone carved
her on the stand,
if you're, I'm going to cry for $75 million too. If somebody took a drill and put a little hole in my wall and I was in great shape and they released that video, I'd be pretty pumped. I'm not going to lie. But if I was in,
if I looked like Bobby Cannavale getting out of the shower, I'd probably show my junk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But right now,
I'm drying off.
If you're not in great shape and you're a little self-conscious, that's something that'll destroy you. But she was gorgeous.
Meanwhile, so Mike's going to argument, a hotel in New York, which room is Mr. Cannavale in?
Carl's like, tell us now.
So based on that tremendously misguided argument that you just offered, you're saying if somebody has a good body, they will not be traumatized.
I'm saying it's less painful.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. My opinion,
You're not inside of her. So
no.
You know,
not yet. But I would.
Oh,
cry.
Stop it! Come on, Rob. God damn it!
Is she a victim?
You
know? Yes.
You're right.
Is it $75 million worth of being a victim? That's a lot of money, man.
But she's going out to make an example of this, and also I bet she would be satisfied if the ruling was some sort of modified.
Well, you set a precedent.
You set a precedent with a modified
civil
hotel policy.
It's civil. Okay. The guy was already prosecuted. He's already served his time, and now he's in
house
arrest.
But you know what? I'll tell you how I think about it. And really, I haven't really thought about whether I'm against the hotel or not. But now that I hear about it, with putting this douche next door who asked for her room,
right?
If this raises the bar for anybody to expect privacy, especially a public figure, public figures get stalked. Public figures get murdered. Public figures get, in our culture of celebrity, have to deal with all this crap all the time. And they stay in hotels a lot of these people when they're on the road. And they should have an expectation of privacy. And you know what? I get it. I understand that. And you don't want, God forbid, back in the day on the old Don and Mike show when we would say, hey, staying at this particular hotel, it would be something that if one of my listeners had participated in something like this, I would feel absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
I really, really would. And I think that, but I don't run the hotel. You got to protect people when they're staying in a hotel and they get you have a lock on the door. You have an electronic key.
Remember when the Apple hack went down and all the iCloud pictures
were released,
the celebrity nude pictures that were released, right?
Exactly.
That was a disaster. I think for some of those pictures, that's even more traumatizing because, I mean, some of them were really explicit, right? I've heard from my friend Schmosker. They were almost X-rated. That's embarrassing because that is something that was meant for personal use between two people, not the world. She's drying off with a towel.
Let it dry off. we have someone in the hotel service industry in studio.
Oh, thank you.
Do we dare ask for the opinion of Diego, who works for one of America's finest hotels?
Go ahead, Diego. What do you have to say? And we have no idea what.
How many peepholes have you drilled?
Yeah. Do you ever work the front desk? Do you check people in?
I do. That's my job.
What if they? How do you honor room requests?
I remember once checking in Doug Benson, the comedian.
Yes.
Yes.
And a radio guy called in for an interview, and he asked to be transferred over to Doug Benson's room.
Yes.
And I said, you have to have the room number, or I can't transfer you. Either call him, get the room number, and then I can do it. Or if you can't, I just can't transfer you to a, you just can't have a name.
And so you were trained. You were trained.
Exactly.
That was hotel policy, and you weren't a hack that let somebody have a room next door to a celebrity. And, I think that alone, screw the mechanics of it, whether you have access.
Right.
This guy did a lot. This guy went out of his way to set this whole camera up. But the fact that they put him next door, that's the big issue there.
Yeah.
I think that's where they might get bitten in the ass. So do you think she wins? Does she win the case or not? What do you think, Rob?
I don't think she gets all $75 million. I think she gets a fraction of the money. And I think every big hotel chain in America makes a massive press release about new policies that they're going to enact.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
Oscar Santana, what do you think?
I think that they have these policies intact. I think that they didn't follow them. So that's the crux of this. I think she's going to walk away with at least half, 35 mil.
pretty amazing, and kind of sad to see her up on that stand. That's the
way it I sucks.
What's your prediction, that's Mike? You didn't offer a prediction.
I think she will win the case based on the fact that they put the Yahoo next to her.
All 75?
No, not all 75, but I think she'll get some money out of this. I think so. That's the way civil, you know, trials work. We'll see what happens.
Half better.
Wouldn't know. Never been involved with one.
I would cry for 35, 37.5. Yeah. I'd cry for one.
Also, she had free access to any mini bar rest of her life.
All right. Behave yourself.
Platinum membership.
We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hi, I'm Rob Cake Spiewak.
And I'm Katie Cookie Von Herman.
Here at the Cake and Cookies broadcast headquarters, we try to keep things hot and current.
So current, in fact, that this week, Rob admits he can't wait for Spats to come back into style, and he name drops the lead accordion player of the Lawrence Welk Show.
Myron Florin. Hot, baby, on Cake and Cookies.
I have to get off of this show.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
New show posted right now, Mike, so check it out.
If you need one reason to listen to that show, it's Myron Florin. Absolutely.
Oh, I love the accordion.
Absolutely fantastic. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. I popped a new one into my copper handle.
Oh, yeah, the best.
Laser today.
The best.
I love my Harry's. Everyone knows that three is a magic number. Good things always come in threes. For example, March is the third month of the year. Also, our friends over at Harry's are celebrating their third anniversary as a business. Yay, Harry's! We love Harry's. And if you're new to Harry's, how about this? Right now, you can try three of their expertly crafted five-blade German razors with a handle and shave cream for just $10, people. Plus, don't forget the three main reasons to try Harry's. Number one, quality. You can't beat their German-engineered five-blade cartridges for a close, comfortable shave with no burn, 100% guaranteed, a full refund if you're not happy. Two, price. Factory direct pricing eliminates the middleman, and they ship right to your door. Harry's blades are half the price of the leading brands. And three, convenience.
Yes.
No more trips to the drugstore to see those ridiculous prices and waiting for the guy to unlock that plastic case. Find out what you need and check out in 30 seconds flat at harrys.com. So why pay $32 for an 8-pack of blades when you can get them for half the price at Harry's? The starter set is an amazing deal. A razor, moisturizing shave cream, and three razor blades for just $15. Plus, Harry's will shave $5 off your first order with the promo code TMOS. Go to harrys.com right now. That's harrys.com and enter TMOS at checkout.
News.
I love it when something changes on the show and
really?
I can find new material because of it. Here's my lead story on news you may not need. The price of the average wedding. Is it finally going down?
Oh, good. I hope so.
A study last year found it was over $31,000, but a new study by WeddingWire.com found it is now just under $29,000.
Oh, nice. I thought the average price of a wedding, honestly, was $100,000. I am such a rube.
It's okay. You pay that. I'll come to it.
Here are six more stats.
Not going to happen.
Here are six more stats from the survey. Number one, the average engagement ring now costs $4,758, and the average honeymoon is $3,882, and those are both on top of the cost for the actual wedding. So if you include them, it jumps to over $38,000.
Wow.
Number two, the most expensive part of the actual wedding is the venue at $8,798. I love it. Think $798.
Yeah.
Followed by the caterer at $6,877. The band, $3,848.
The band?
The photographer, $2,435.
Take out your iPhones.
And the rehearsal dinner, $1,935.
None of that.
When you choose your venue, I turned down at least three venues when they said, oh, yeah, and then there's the slicing fee. They will charge you to serve your own cake.
What?
Yeah, so go tell them to go F themselves.
What's great about Shannon, and we made a pact before, and we told everybody that when they ask us about the wedding, that we're going to not talk about it until I graduate from school. Nothing
All right, play. Very good.
Yeah. If you're still engaged.
Are you leaning towards big or small? Can I ask you that question?
Yes, very, very small. Just,
very small.
Probably just the family, if all goes well.
Yeah. You know what? I did that, and it was cool.
Which
and it
time?
Was fun.
Yeah.
But,
I'm sorry. I do love the wedding jokes. because I remember I got to go to one of your weddings.
There's more?
No, it was massive, and it was the greatest
thighs
party ever.
The orchestra one?
Yeah, it was the orchestra wedding was amazing.
The orchestra. Glad you had a good time.
I did.
Okay, let me see. Moving right along. The most popular day to propose last year was Christmas, followed by Valentine's Day, Christmas Eve, and New Year's Day. The most popular month to get married is June, followed by May, September, October, and August. The most expensive city to get married in, pretty obvious, New York. The average wedding there costs just over $47,000. And number six, the most popular first dance was Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran.
Oh, really? I guess a current song, yeah. I would think Unforgettable would be way up there.
What was yours, Mike?
What? Which one?
The latest one.
The latest song?
Yeah,
when
you danced. When you danced, yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, moving right along. I don't remember. We had, it was Carla, her mother, and her mother's boyfriend. That was it.
It's okay. No,
I remember.
That's what we had. We didn't have a reception.
You didn't
like
dance,
that.
Though?
We had a party. You guys came to it. Yeah. We had a party. We had a wedding party. That
I remember his first dance. It was I Can't Feel My Face.
By the weekend.
Oh, by the way, one of the trips through, probably, you know, we'll have a little bachelor party for our.
Oh,
although,
look at that.
I'm old. You know, doing those things. The controversy over this year's Oscars continues.
You are so complicated, man.
You're the one. You threw me off kilter, but which one? Another addition to the whole black and white issue, Chris Rock is also under fire for an Asian joke he made during the ceremony.
Oh,
everybody
no.
saw this. Did you see it? He was introducing the accountants from PricewaterhouseCoopers.
Yes.
Who tabulate the results. Instead of the actual accounts, he brings three Asian kids wearing suits and carrying briefcases out. Yuck, yuck. The kids stood on stage for a few seconds. One of them kind of wandered around. Then Chris turned the bit on its head by saying, quote, "And if anybody's upset about that joke, just tweet about it on your iPhone," which was also made by these kids. Now, to
Rob
me, the
Ford
punchline...
looks like you just handed him a box of chocolates. He's enjoying this so much.
Yeah, that's
I'm
going
to have to see that.
Exposing. So anyway, people did complain about it, calling Rock a hypocrite for attacking the lack of opportunity for black people while making fun of Asians, and they probably did it using technology manufactured by Asian child labor. I don't know. I thought the joke was seriously when I saw it. When he said they're probably the ones that made your iPhone, I really did, and I'd love to get Chris Rock's response, mm-hmm. whether he's done it or not. I thought that was a joke based on how smart the kids are, that they made your, not that it was a child labor joke. I don't know. I'm not sure what, that's the way I interpreted it, but it sounds like maybe I was wrong in that interpretation.
Do you think that the joke would not be as controversial if it had been funnier?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Yes. Very good. Good point. The whole
good
shtick.
Call.
Anyway, Cheryl Teagues got her name back in the news for the first time since leg warmers by criticizing size 16 Sports Illustrated model Ashley Graham. She said she thought it was wrong to glamorize plus size models because it's unhealthy. And the internet turned on her hard. So she apologized. She tweeted, quote, "My sincere apologies to everyone I have hurt. I truly just want everyone to be healthy and happy." She also retweeted someone who said, quote, "Ashley is not fat and Cheryl looks great." Why she retweeted that, I have no idea.
Isn't it cover amazing herself. When a supermodel ages and their face remains so lovely? And isn't it the same Cheryl Teagues didn't have that happen?
Yeah, well, she got bitten in the ass. She truly did.
Because Christy Brinkley still looks good.
Yeah, box.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. It was Farrah followed closely by Cheryl Teagues back in my day.
Yeah.
You know, and the Farrah poster, you can't touch
it. Oh, still?
I mean,
yeah.
I never thought the Cheryl Teagues was even in Farrah's league.
No.
That's just my opinion.
You're right.
Sorry, Cheryl. The mystery of Selma Hayek's dog, Mozart, has just been solved. Did you see this online?
No,
with
I
Selma
haven't.
Hayek?
No.
Had her dog shot, wanted justice for her dog. Apparently the dog got shot, bled out. They found the dog on a walking trail. Big, heavy thing. Two of her dogs apparently had wandered into a neighbor's property and got into a fight with the guy's dogs in his garage. Apparently he fired a pellet gun in their direction to scare them off, but one of the pellets nicked Mozart's artery, and
ooh.
He slowly bled out. Okay, you know, question everything.
Yeah.
He was firing a warning shot with a pellet gun, and it happened to hit the dog.
Mm.
Well, I don't buy that.
Pellet guns are quiet, and dogs aren't good about warnings. You know, yeah, it's, exactly. The story doesn't hold water.
Warning shot.
So apparently the pellet nicked his artery. He bled out before going back to Selma's place. In Selma's initial post, she claimed he never bit or attacked anyone, and he never strayed away from her property. But apparently he did wander off that day. Just don't know whether he deserved to get shot by anything, much
that's
less
tough.
A pellet gun. So I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. Moving right along, an ice cream shop in the Czech Republic is now selling something that I want. I want one right now.
What is it?
Donut cones.
Mm. Hi. Hi. Have you ever enjoyed a donut cone?
Oh, God.
Apparently, it's been around for a while, but the internet just discovered it. It's actually a modern take on a traditional Slovakian dessert called a tredelnik.
Bring it.
This is great. We have tredelnik. All right. It's a funnel shape of fried dough.
Oh, my God.
With sugar and crushed walnuts sprinkled on the outside.
Wow.
Then they line the inside with chocolate syrup and dump a bunch of soft serve ice cream in it.
The walnuts you can only seem get it a bit at a, much.
What's that?
The walnuts seem a bit much.
Yeah, I know. Health food. At this point, you can only get it at a coffee and ice cream place in Prague, but hopefully it's just a matter of time before we Americanize it and make it ours.
Oh,
yes.
Yum.
Why don't we do it? Why don't we
does it here?
Why don't we just take the lead? And we'll make it and we'll freeze it and send it out to the fans. Anyway, and now
logistics.
A little something, something. It came back melted again, Mike. Pony, you were supposed to put it in the dry ice. A couple in Clearwater, Florida called 911 last Wednesday after their car got stolen, and they wanted the cops to treat it seriously, so they lied and claimed that their 3-year-old son was in the back seat. That's bright. They're facing charges for misusing 911 and filing a false report, but that's not even the weirdest part of the story. Mm. Because the guy who stole the car ended up in a high-speed chase with about 15 cops, and in the middle of it, a random guy who wasn't a cop also started chasing him. According to police, the guy was swerving in between their squad cars, hit speeds of 85 miles an hour, and actually got in front of them at one point to lead the chase.
What?
He eventually had to stop when he got back behind one of the cop cars, followed too closely, and plowed into the back of the cop. He is a retired 60-year-old guy named Charlie Long.
Charlie Long.
Charlie Long. Hi, have you been on a good cop chase lately? He said he joined the chase because he wants to be a cop at 60,
oh, no.
And he thought he was helping. Well, not only is this guy nuts, but he hides his nuts for the winter because he's the Uber squirrel. And he lives in Florida, my home state. Isn't that wonderful? We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, and don't forget, Political Persuasions being taped today.
Yes.
So we're very excited. It should be up when we're gonna upload
today.
It?
Have it up today.
Today, that's so exciting. Oh, my God, that's fantastic. Okay, we'll be right back.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. I'm Tony Perkins.
Why did you tell me to say my name?
He's Gary Stein. And on this week's episode of the show...
You're so bossy.
So I'll bring it up. I'll acknowledge, yep, this is what you're smelling. This is what you're getting into. And if she leaves, good for me, because now I know this is a part of my life, all my farts. If she can handle it, now I know in the second date, don't have to worry about it. We can move on to other things.
You know what, Tony? Could you write the date down? Because I'm actually speechless. I don't think I can go on.
Think about it. If they accept a fart that early on, think about what else they accept.
I'm going to be honest here. And Rob, I love you. This is the first time in our time together where I have genuinely, really thought in my head a little bit, there's something wrong with it.
The Tony Perkins Show.
That is great.
Wow.
Stunning.
Yeah, it's great.
That is a stunning promo.
True gentleman.
Look at him. Look at him all
bouncing. Oh, he's bright
red. He's practically
red.
Bouncing yes. up on his chair. He can probably not contain himself. Way to go. I'm glad you're getting that outlet. Won't be on our show. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. Howdy, partner. Yeah, I called you partner. Yeah, partner. That's because you guys are... What's going on with the paper?
Our guest is here, and Mr. Ford...
What,
is
the guest for Political Persuasions?
Yeah, he's right on time.
He waits outside until we do that show.
Yes, but we're going to seat him outside. We just want to let him know that we know he's here.
All right, very good. It's our intricate paging system on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, I want to tell you about Amazon. Amazon, okay? Support the show by shopping through Amazon. It's that easy. We get a tiny percentage. You help the show. It's marvelous.
You do it anyways.
And
why
without,
not?
You do it anyway, so go ahead and do it today. Thank you very much.
Nice.
Let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, March 1st, 2016. Take away. Hey, happy first day of March, everybody.
Exactly. Woo! Hey, Mike, yes. Do you find that the month is coming in like a lion?
Yeah. And, oh, can you play that tomorrow, please?
Yes, would you like that as a show
of
tomorrow?
Oh, okay. The March Comes In Like a Lion, John Belushi bit, one of the greatest ever done on Saturday Night Live. Thank you.
You shall have it. You shall have it. Just a little more about George Kennedy, Oscar winner. He passed away.
Yes.
Mike, we actually, you butt-dialed me last night.
Yes.
I called you back, and the only thing you said is, please play the main title to Airport tomorrow. So for the late Joe Petroni, here's the overture from Airport.
Hey, how about Rob? I have to mention this. Over the weekend, I succumbed to the internet dupe of someone posting somebody had died, and it happened actually like a decade earlier.
Yes.
And I sent Rob a text and said, please send flowers to the widow Knotts for Don Knotts.
Yeah.
And Rob just texted me back and said, that was years ago. And I felt like the biggest idiot because you got to check.
Yeah.
Fact check, everybody. One thing we don't do on the internet. Thank you.
And one thing that Oscar will know George Kennedy from, he played Ed Hocken in Police Squad.
Yes, yes. That's where I recognize him.
And he was in the movie Police Squad, and they did, I guess, three of them.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And this is one of my favorite clips. This has convicted murderer O.J. Simpson. This has Leslie Nielsen and, of course, the Oscar-winning George Kennedy as Ed Hocken when they talk about boxing.
Yeah, I remember this pug. Ex-boxer. His real name was Joey Chicago.
Oh, yeah. He fought under the name of Kid Minneapolis.
Hey, I saw Kid Minneapolis fight once in Cincinnati.
No, you're thinking of Kid New York. He fought out of Philly.
He was killed in the ring in Houston. By Tex Colorado. You know, the Arizona assassin.
Yeah, from Dakota. I don't remember if it was north or south.
North. South Dakota was his brother from West Virginia.
You sure know your boxing?
Well, all I know is never bet on the white guy.
That's brilliant right there. That's a funny little piece.
And
right
I
there.
Know that I would not be doing my job if I didn't play this for Mike.
I'm going to eat 50 eggs.
Nobody can eat 50 eggs.
You just said he could eat anything.
You ever eat 50 eggs?
Nobody ever eat 50 eggs.
Hey, Babalugat, we got a bet here.
My boss says he can eat 50 eggs, he can eat 50 eggs.
Yeah, but how long?
The hour.
An hour.
You have to, Oscar, because you haven't seen this film.
You got to see it.
You hear that rain in the back. They're in a prison camp in the middle of Georgia. I think it's Georgia or Alabama or somewhere like that. And they basically live in these barracks.
Like huts, almost, yeah.
Huts out in the middle of the way. And the rain's going to, the heat, the summer. That movie is
it holds
something
up.
Else.
I will check it
absolutely
out.
Incredible. Really
also,
incredible.
Oscar, this one I pulled for you. Gil Hill was an actual cop who was discovered and cast in the movie Beverly Hills Cop as the police chief in Detroit. Here he is yelling at Eddie Murphy. He passed away at age 84. And if you don't know him by name, you'll know him by his voice. He passed away yesterday as Eddie Murphy's boss in Beverly Hills Cop.
$2,000 for a suit, $200 for a tie, a requisition order for a Ferrari. I don't want to see any more of these blue slips. When am I going to see some arrest slips?
Let me tell you something, Chief. I am close. I'm so close now. I'm closer than I've been, and it's making me crazy because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
All I smell is your bull.
So he was a real cop turned actor. All right, let's get romantic. You know, Oscar said yesterday that the secret guy that helped him with his proposal actually videotaped his proposal. I'm not going to tell you how I did, but I have audio. Audio of the proposal.
This is exciting. Yes. This is audio of Oscar's proposal.
I haven't even heard this.
This is Oscar and Shannon.
I do feel like I've been like meaning to tell you something, but I've been, I don't know, like kind of afraid and just... I don't know. I feel like I've felt this way for a long time, but
you jerk.
I am completely in love with you. Ben, I love you.
I love you too.
Oh, my bad. That's The Bachelor.
You jerk. I was like, oh, how sweet.
That is a last night big news. I don't know if you caught it. Ben and Lauren said they love each other.
I saw.
But so did Ben and JoJo.
Yeah.
What's a twofer. Happen? Oh, my
Doppel
God.
I love yous.
Now, this was also, Mike, I think you'll enjoy this as a father. I enjoyed this. I don't know why this.
I like that little scream fest there.
So did Ben and JoJo.
It's very exciting. flying back from Las Vegas, a guy named Eric Sadowick, I think his name, did not realize this, but his wife took a pregnancy test when they were in Las Vegas, and when they were flying back, this was made. This announcement was made on the flight.
Now we'd like to draw your attention to seat 29E, where you'll find Eric, who's traveling with his wife, Lisa. Well, Eric, although you didn't strike it rich here in Las Vegas, you did hit the jackpot. Congratulations. You're about to be a dad.
That's cool. That is cool.
Cool.
I love that.
Thank you.
And I love that particularly because when we were doing a lot of traveling for the show, I could maybe two times in five get some sort of jive announcement made for someone on our show.
I remember that. We did it in airports, too.
All the time. All the time.
If we're ever on a plane together, that's got to be the prime directive.
Oh, it's fun.
You see that man? In 4A. He's just been accepted to law school.
You jerks.
I do remember one thing he said, congratulations to a gentleman in seat 5B. He's just traveled his 9 millionth platinum mile. All right, well, let's squeeze one more in here. We might spill a little today. That's okay. It is Super Tuesday. Make sure you get out there and vote, folks. You got to do it.
The long-awaited primary event Super Tuesday is tomorrow. Yeah, well, so's NCIS, yelled Jeb Bush. Stuff happening on Tuesday.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Super Tuesday, everybody.
Hey, Virginians, make sure you get out and do your duty.
Yeah,
get out there
duty.
And make sure you vote.
Duty.
Make sure you vote.
Joe,
are you voting?
Joe.
Rob Spielberg, are you voting today?
First thing, as soon as we finish the talk show, I'm going.
Pony Boy Matt Bloom, are you going to vote? Are you going to vote today?
Oh hell yeah, I'm voting for you, Mike.
Thank you. That's it. Another show is come and gone. I got nothing to say. We'll see you next time on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thanks for supporting us the way you do. And we'll be back with another brand new one tomorrow for Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
You're a crumb creep.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.